Good morning. This past week's daf is daf Nun Aleph, Maseches Nedarim. Okay, we'll start from the Mishnah towards the bottom of an Aleph from Aleph. Okay, the studio over here. It's more a little technical in what different terms refer to what's included in certain lashonis. If a person makes a nether using certain lashonis, what is included in that? Being that Dorm is Hilchach Losh Mini Adam, some of, I believe the lashonim say that it really has to do with the time and place. So so these things, whether you know halacha lemaisa, then we have to take that into account also. The usage today. Hakoponim, let's see the Mishnah. So this Mishnah over here, which is quoted on this daf, was mentioned in the previous Mishnah over the year. That's this hago over here. Wondering why it was repeated. Akopon, but let's see it here. Hanoidim ma'isa kederi and also el ma'isa gemas chosso. Someone uses the term when he's making an edit. He's asking from himself something titled ma'isa kederi. Zok the Mishnah. Ein oser el mimai ella mi meister as choso. The term of meister kedera refers to something specific. I don't know, even though maybe literally it would, you know, sound could sound like something which was made in a pot, but the usage of this word meister kedera is specified to meister as choso. Right, that doesn't help us too much. After we'll see sitting around what that means, right? Meister Raschos, lotion of resichos, right? Boiling, something which is used, which is made through boiling. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Ha anoy be meister de any osa ela be meister Raschos. Zok the Ran. Mefarsh be Yerushalmi. The Ran brings the Yerushalmi, which tells us eizem meister Raschos kugun chilka. Tagin, Tisni, Soilus. These things that we had in the past in different places. This is really the grain, which is divided, the kernel divided into different size pieces and cooked that way. Soilus is, you know, it's fine flour. Oires, Zorid, and Arson. Let's say Erez and Zorid, right? These are really different medium. It's not these are not even part of the five grains. Arison, I believe, is takum made out of barley. It's barley. Now the Ran says, "V'haino de ko'omer eni osur el me'mais maschosum," because it's only these things are osur. These things that are these grain or grain-like kind of things, that's what it's referred to as a maisa kedera. It could be that we use the word porridge, if that means something to someone today. Dr. Ram, v'nikris v'aschos al shem shutzoch leharsiach ulevash al harbe. Even that's not so clear exactly what that means, right? Today we're pretty used to the 1 minute, you know, cereals. Maybe that's because it's, you know, split into very small pieces. It, you know, it gets cooked in a minute.
Pre-boiled.
What?
Probably pre-boiled.
Oh, this also pre-boiled, yeah? Oh, yeah? Uh-huh, okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So that's what Ma'aseh Kedera refers to. So something specific. Ma'aseh Kedera would not include the chutz, you know, if a meat or chicken that's cooked in a pot, or even vegetables for that matter. Right. Zokt Mishnah. Sefer the Mishnah says like this. Omar Kainim Hayor Lekdeir Shani Toim, or Shani Toim, is also B'chol Nas Bekdeir. If you use the term Yoyri Lekdeir, not Maisik Deir, but Yoyri Lekdeir, that would include Kol Hanas Bekdeir, anything which is made in a pot. Includes everything. Anything made in a pot. Maybe we'll see a little bit more in the Brayson. Yeah. Let's see. There's anything which enters a pot. That's good. Seem like. Let's see the Braisa. Now the Braisa says like this, right? The number of cases, the number of tsurim in the Braisa. Talk to Braisa, Tanya. Hanoider min hayori lekter also biyori leilfis. If someone asks by using the term yori lekter, he's also biyori leilfis. Now the Ran explains that the yori leilfis is something which it gets its initial cooking from a kadeira, then it's transferred into the ilfis, which is some, sounds like it's like a frying pan. So the Brais is saying that hayer min hanoid min hayer leilfis is also b'yer leilfis. Why shikfar yora lekadeira koyim shir leilfis? That this thing which is really finished off in the ilfis, that product would be osur because there's a stage which it enters a kedera, and your kedera would include that also. So the Ran says like the shukfa your kedera koidem shior le ilfis kafir darkon. The Maisa Ilfis. This was the way they would prepare the Maisa Ilfis. That they would first make an initial light cooking. It's not fully cooked in the pot itself with water. And then they would transfer it into the Ilfis to be Goymer. So the reason why Yerluk Deirum would include a Maisa Ilfis is because the Maisa Ilfis has a stage that it was prepared in a kedatum. Back into the Braiso, the second tier in the Braiso, Hayeri le Ilfis. If he asks by saying that he's asking a Yeri le Ilfis, Mutter be Yeri le Kedera. That's Mutter. Something which is Yeri Lekedera. Now, what was done to it, and what's the chiddush over here? Let's see the Ran. The Ran says as follows: Min hayyuri leilfis. You see that second Ran? Min hayyuri leilfis mutu b'yeri lekedera. The Ran says like this: Kumash Malon. Deloy teima kol shasicha oiser sicha kalo. That one should not say. This is the chiddush. Not to say that if it was done that initial step of the resicha kala, that we call it a light boiling, kimoy sheyored leilfis, the type of done of that initial step which is followed up by an ilfis, yored leilfis mikri, that in itself could be called the yored leilfis. Because now it is prepared to ready to go into the ilfis.
Are we saying low
timer
like that? Right.
Right. So what the Ran I understand over here is saying that we're referring to if only the initial step was done. Right? So this is something which only the initial step was stone, and the follow-up would be to put it into an ilfis, but that was not done.
And you mean the follow-up would be to put it into kadera?
No, it was put into the like Ramban explained before, you first put it into a kadera, into a pot, and you make a resicha kala, and then you transfer it into the ilfis. Now, we're talking about over here, the yoreh l'kedera that we're talking about over here was something which only went into the kedera. So it only did that first step. And now you can eat it, right? That's the issue over here now. Now, see, even though it didn't do anything ilfis dik, right? And he asked yoreh l'ilfis. That's what he did.
But remember, before we said kedera is a resicha, it's a strong resicha. Before we said that, by kedera, right? Now we're switching it. Now we're saying he went into kedera for a light boiling.
That was maisa kedera. In the ratio of the mission, that was maisa kedera.
So maisa kedera is a heavy boiling. Yeah.
Right. The ma'aseh kedera is, like we explained, certain meaning which are prepared from beginning to end with the kedera. Right? So that's something which, you know, you do the full boiling process. This ilfis, ma'aseh ilfis, is something which that the finishing oifen of cooking it is using the ilfis. It's just prepared initially
in
the kedera. Now, the chiddush over here, the Ran is saying, is that one might have thought that even though it was not placed in the ilfis at all, however, it was, the initial process was done, and now it's fit to be placed into the ilfis, and one might have thought that that's included in Maisa ilfis. Kamash Malon Deloy, Kach Nire Ve'enai. Right? Is that how... Is that how everyone over here read this Ran? Over here, I'm reading the Ran that we're talking about, that he only put it into the kedera. The lashon that he used was ma'aseh ilfis. Yoreh ilfis, excuse me. That's what he answered. And the Brisa says he's mutter be yoreh l'kedera. So what does that mean? What did he do? So the Ran is explaining that it only went into the kedera. Now, if that's so then, you know, why does the Braisa have to tell me that that's not b'chal ma'aseh ilfis? That's what Ran explains, because what he did over here was that he did that initial cooking that one would have continued with a ma'aseh ilfis. But he didn't. And so that's what we're talking about. And the Sakha Da'itach is that one might have considered this included in the name of ma'aseh ilfis, because this is the first step that prepares it to be put into the ilfis. That's what the Brax has come to saying, that being that it wasn't actually placed into the ilfis, so it doesn't have a shem of a yearly ilfis at all.
I mean, to me, it seems like it's like talking about it's talking about a category of food, as compared to a food which an action was specifically done on it. You know what I mean? You make a netter on fried food. So even though this wasn't specifically fried, but since, you know, you sort of went through the steps of it, you know, it's going to be fried, so you might have thought that's included in there. That's how I understood it.
Something that is going to be fried. So you call, we're calling ilfis a frying. That's what
or a pan,
right? So you're saying it's. So I'm just trying to follow that. You know what is the point? What's you're making? It sounds like making a little adjustment in how you understand the Ran.
You have to come up with how would you think saying that you're making a netter of putting something in a frying pan, why would you think that it's putting it in if it never did it? But if you're talking about, let's say, like, you know, if you buy at the store frozen french fries, so they're called french fries already even before they were fried. They're in a bag, you know, the
frying pan foods.
Right.
So I think that, so the way I'm understanding what you're saying, that maybe it's a little more than what I was saying. I was saying that, you know, that anything that had step number one and now it's fit for step number two, it's not necessarily a certain type of food. It could be that the same food maybe is prepared in different ways, right? You know, but what you did over here was you happened to have prepared it that you did that step number one. You're hearing that maybe it's specific, it's a food which is primary in a way is to be prepared in the ilfis, not just anything that was done to it that first step. That sounds like that's what you're adding.
Oh, I think he just wasn't thinking about it that way.
Okay,
I don't think that's what he means.
Okay.
So what does the word "adayin" mean here?
Where was that word?
Adayin lo yarad kamashmoan. Right. It's.
What are you learning from that word?
Is that again? This is a food that would be typically fried. That's what I
heard. Saying it went into the kedera, but it didn't yet go into the ilfus.
But I think the Rebbe is saying not that it didn't yet, but that it didn't go into the ilfus. What is it didn't yet go into the...
Did you see the Rashi on the word terem in the Parsha?
Nope.
So is the muchan mean destined? That's what you're hearing? Muchan is destined rather than the fact that it's fit.
Where's the word muchan?
Just a couple of words before that. Before that adayin. Meshehu muchan lekach afu shadayin leyorad. Right? So maybe that's the difference of the two possibilities that we're talking about. You're hearing something which really is destined to be followed up. Right.
I mean, clearly he's eating it before. I mean, once he eats it, it can't be fried, right? But it seemed to me that was like the intent of the food, and you know, he's like gnashing some before.
All right, are we disagreeing on that? I mean, I thought the Rav was asking you a different question before.
Yeah,
you're saying when you bought it in the store before you did anything to it, but it's something that you normally do this way. He's ossering that, or he's only ossering it once it went through the first step. I mean, theoretically ossering, but not ossering. The Havamin. Is the Havamin on anything that primarily is done through this process?
Or is the
Havamin only on something that went through the first step?
It had to go through the first step.
That was what the Rav was asking before.
Right.
So now you're handling a different issue.
Trying to understand how you could think something that didn't go into a frying pan would be usher if you say that I'm ushering something that went into a frying pan.
Now you're handling it different. Why did it go into the kedera? Did it go in because he was intending to put it in the ilfus, but he just didn't do it yet? That's the way you're learning.
Uh-huh.
Or he wanted just to do the first step and not the second step.
Right. You're saying exactly what I'm trying to get at.
How were you understanding? Was he intending to put it in the office? He just hasn't done it yet, or no? He just wanted to boil it.
Yeah, I was originally saying that he was not necessarily intending to.
Right, that's how I understood the Rav saying it, and I may not be right on it, but that's what I was trying to be mechalik.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's a possibility. Definitely, that could be. So this is all just explaining what the Havamin is. Right, and I think Shlomo wants to just give the Havamin maybe some more credibility. Okay.
I mean, on this topic,
yeah.
Do you want to comment on the Rashi on the word terem? Rashi says the word terem means ad lo, and it does not mean kodim.
What's
the difference between those two things?
Save that for the Chumash year.
Okay, fine. All right. I mean, it sounds very connected to this issue. That's why I'm, you know, is it not yet, meaning, but it's planning to be, or not yet means no. You might have thought it, you know, it was going to be here, but it didn't reach that. It wasn't prior to the stage that it eventually got to. It was not in that stage at all. You hear the difference?
Okay. Let's try to focus on this level.
Okay.
So, but maybe we'll discuss that afterwards. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, just you see from the Ran over here, Kachanuru Be'enai, right? That you see is taka something which is not so clear over here what the Chiddush is, and this is the Ran telling us that this, you know, this is my explanation on the Inyan. It might not be what others say. Okay, so this was the second bavo we just learned now of the Braisa. Now we're up to the third bavo. Min hanaseh bikteru. Okay, so the first two bavos talk about the lashon of yorid, and now this third bavo talks about min hanaseh bikteru. Nasa Bikteru is the Braisa says Mutter Benasa Beilfis. Now let's see that. Let's see the Ran over here. Zok the Ran. Min Nasa Bikteru Mutter Benasa Beilfis. Zok the Ran Mishum de Nasa Gemar Asiya Mashma. Zok the Ran that the term Nasa refers to the Gemar, the final finishing process. So what he did was he said Nasa Bikteru. It's Mutter Benasa Beilfis. Afa Pishikva Yoro Likteru. As we're again referring to that Ilfis process, the two-step process, and therefore it entered the Kideru. And what we're coming to say over here is that Nasa Bikteru refers to the Gemar. And over there, the Gemar, the finishing of the process, was done in Ilfis, and that's why it's Mutter. So that's what Ran says, Mishum Hochi Mutter Nasa Beilfis, Ach Mishva Yor Likteru, it went into the Likteru, Mishum Nikol Mokin, Gemar Asiya Slahe Bikteru. The Gemar Asiya was not Bikteru, even though there was a part of its process, was done in the Likteru, but the lotion of Nasim would refer to as a Gemar.
So why did he go in the Kedera then?
Why did he go in the Kedera? He was making this Ilfis dish.
Food. But right. So why did he have to put it in the Kedera then?
That's how it was made.
But he says the Mikomakam Gemar Asiyos Alohayap a Kedera, but he did put it in the Kedera. So it seems like he did do a Maisa to Gmar Asiyos in the
Kedera.
Why did he put it there?
Yeah, and how do you understand? I thought this was the regular everyday Ilfis, which he explained before.
Right, but it didn't have to go in the Kedera.
I thought it does. No, isn't it that first Ran tells us that the way this Ilfis works is that you have to pre cook it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what he did.
Uh-huh. Right. Put it pre-cooked. Yeah.
Right, so the regular pre-cooking, you know, in the Kedera and then in the Ilfis, and the Bryce is coming to say that if he answered by using the term Nasa Bikteru, that's different than Yerid Likteru. Because Nasa Likteru specifically refers to the Gemar, it has to be finished. So this was not finished in the Kedera.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now why he did it, I mean, he was making that Ilfis dish. That's why he did it.
Okay.
Is the lashon of Nasa here in this braisa the same as the lashon in the Mishnah, or the lashon in the Mishnah is different?
So you're saying a good point. See, in the, I don't know if the Nasa is different, but I think the point in the Mishnah is different. In other words, the Mishnah was calling mechalek between Maisa Kedera and Nasa Bikteru, right? And Nasa Bikteru is more inclusive. Now it could still be true, like the Bora says, that Nasa Bikteru refers to Ogmar. See, you know, our Mishnah wasn't discussing a two-step process. Our Mishnah was talking things that, you know, that are fully cooked in a Kedera. Right? And the Mishnah is being mechalek between a Maisa Kedera and a Nasa Bikteru. Right? So we're not really getting involved. The point isn't so much the Gemara or not, because we're not talking about two steps, you know, in our Mishnah. But I think you're right. The point that you're raising is that that is that the word Nase, you know, has a Mashmoy, so it'll have to have a Gemara, right? And I don't think that our Mishnah is coming to say different. It just doesn't seem to be the point. That's what I would think.
Meaning the Mishnah would be Lav Dafka, meaning it said he was no dermina yorid the kadera, and it would be lav dafka hanasa be kadera, even hanasa be ilfus would be usur, and the Mishnah was not meduyak in that way, because it was only talking about the one step, like you're saying.
One more time, the Mishnah.
Meaning, the Mishnah says that if he says, the Mishnah says, Amar konam yored l'kadera,
right.
Shani toim.
Right.
And it says, Asa b'chol hanasa b'kadera, which l'chora means only if the Gemara Asiya was in the kadera, not if the Gemara Asiya was in the ilfus.
I think I made a mistake. Excuse me. When the Mishnah uses the word nasa b'kadera, it's not even referring to a specific term, right? The Mishnah, the term that we're talking is Yeruk Deira. And now the Mishnah is saying what that includes. I don't even think, when the Mishnah says B'chol Hanasa B'kdeira, I don't think that the Gemara is at all coming to use a specific word. We're coming to, explain the word of Yeruk Deira over there, right?
Right, so it's not the same usage as in the Brisa where it's a Gemara Siyah. That's fine.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah,
okay. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, fine. Okay, you're saying good. Mm-hmm. Now let's see. So we're in the Brice right now. The first two Bavas talk about Yorid, Yorid there, Yorid Ilfus, and the third Bava now talks about Nasa, and the word Nasa, the point that the Brice is coming to say is Nasa, the Ran explains, is Gemar. So therefore, when he says Min HaNasa B'Kteira, it's Mutter B'Nasa B'Ilfus, just repeating what we just said a moment ago, even though it definitely entered the Kedera, but it wasn't Nigma. Now we're up to Bava number 4. Min HaNase B'Ilfis. Mutter B'Nase B'Kedera. If he answers by using a Lashon of Nase B'Ilfis, Nigma B'Ilfis, it's Mutter B'Nase B'Kedera. Now, what does this mean and what's the Chiddush? So let's see the Ran. The Ran says like this: Me'anase be'ulfes mutu be'anase b'kter kloimer. Afal pi sha'achar mikain haride be'ulfes. So the Ran says like this: that we're talking about when it says mutu be'anase b'kter, it's talking about something which was made in the keder and it was finished. It was finished in there. However, there was a follow up that it was put into in after the process was finished. It was put into a keder, to chayistin, and into ilfs, I'm sorry, whatever that added, right? But it was already finished, and you could have stopped right there. And that's what the Mishnah is coming to say. That the reason why it's muta, even though it seems like the last process was in an ilfis, but that doesn't make that it was nigma be ilfis. And therefore it's not included in the nasi ilfis. Shori, kiv nigmasi osu bekter hoyon. Again, kach nir be'enai, Zokteran, that's his understanding in what this is. So even though in the Mitzis, the last place that was found was in the Ilfis, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it was Nasa, that it was Nigmar. Right? Once it reached its Gemar, that's fit to be eaten, right? And that's how I understand it. It's fit to be eaten over here, that this process is ended. The fact that you followed me and did something in addition to that, that doesn't now become the Gemar. That's after the Gemar. And therefore, that process is not considered a Gemar, and therefore, it wouldn't be included in Nasa Be'ulfis.
Don't we have a concept, let's say, if I'm going to make a shtender, so what's the Gemar of the shtender? So maybe I put a piece of wood and I bang some nails into it, so it's a shtender. But maybe I want to paint it, and maybe I want to shellac it, and maybe I want to sand it, and maybe I want to do this. So each time you do another step, it shows that it's not Gemar until you finish the last step in the process. It's not Gemar until the very, very end. So if you do something else to it, then you're not Gemar yet.
That's what I was asking.
Okay, so I don't know. I don't know what the right answer to that is. I don't have enough enough information over here, right? You know how that or whether that concept should apply to here. Are we talking about over here that that was not his intention, and your you know comparison is right, or maybe that comparison doesn't compare to over here, and this is more intrinsic. And you know once the thing is fit to be eaten as it is, and this is you know the standard process. The fact that you even if you planned on doing something, something
why did you put it in the elf? It's obviously you're doing more something more.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously,
yeah. I'm just saying that it's possible that over here your intention doesn't play a role. Since it's intrinsically different, I'm just questioning whether that the comparison that you're making from other places is applicable over here, and therefore we'll have to say that maybe that wasn't his intention originally, right? Or maybe it's not a proper comparison. Right? That's just so you know, opening. I don't know. I don't know enough.
What about for Hilchos Shabbos? If you do another step in the cooking, you do another step. You're chayav if it's different than the first step. I don't know if frying is the same as ilfus is frying. I understand from English. I don't know if frying is the same as cooking.
So again, you know, we're taking other areas and comparing to here whether that's in comparison or not. Right, that's something that we have to investigate. I agree with you that the concept that you're saying does apply in other places, and whether that should file through to here or not, I don't know. I can't give you a definitive answer on that. Right, it's a point that's maybe worthy of investigating. We're asking someone who knows more.
And Lashem and Lashem and Yadam is it's already nigmar after the Kedera process,
right.
The step in the processing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's see. Now the Braisa goes now a step further. Hanoidim na yeri letanu. I think what the term that he uses is Yerid Latanur. Zok the Braise Ein Osir Elo Bepas. Apparently the Mashmois of Yerid Latanur, and as before we had, you know, Yerid means something that, you know, as long as even in its process, it went into this thing.
At some point.
Yeah. Over here, it sounds like this is a whole different Mashmois. When you're talking about Tanner, Yerid LeTanner, and you don't specify what you mean, Ein Oser El Bepas. Only pass. Now, the Ran says on this, Hanoyder, the last Ran, Hanoyder Min Yerid LeTanner, Ein Oser El Bepas, Distam Yerid LeTanner, Mashma Pass. Now, the Ran doesn't really tell us why, right? He just tells us the fact, right? When someone says Yerid LeTanner Min Hastam, he's talking about pass. Now, if we wanted to think a little bit, why should that be? And the basis for the question is that maybe someone has some ideas about this. We'll just bring the question over here. We are familiar that the different types of ovens. You know, right? Like we had, you know, in Pesach Shabbos, right? In places, you know, you have your Kira and your Tanner. I mean, and over there, we're not, discussing specifically pass. I mean, that's your oven. Whatever you're cooking, whatever you're cooking, whatever food you're cooking, you're putting in your Tanner also. So it's not like a Tanner is an instrument which is used primarily for baking. I mean, I don't think, right? Unless someone knows otherwise. So if that's so then why would it be that when you say Yerid LeTanner, you're referring to pass baking?
Is it possible that the difference is that the other foods that are made in a tanner, or maybe are put on a pan or on something and the bread was put on the walls directly on the tanur itself, and touching the tanur, nothing was put in between it. It was direct onto the tanur.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is a possible explanation. Right? That could be a way to explain why it referred to pass.
But what's the difference between tanur and a kiyur?
A kira.
Isn't that
just the size? It has to do with the size. Whether it that's the more
shape also.
So when he says tanner, it could mean a kira also.
Does it mean kira over here kira also? I didn't mean to suggest that. I don't know the answer to that either. Right? It says tanner. Right? It's over here. Right? Mm-hmm. It could be so, that maybe. Maybe baking needs the heat of a tanner as opposed to a kira. I don't know.
I was thinking in Bayamim Hahein, that in the time when that a tanner was basically used for bread, but for other foods they used kira or more
tripod
wood boiling a big pot to cook things. I thought that primarily.
Okay. If you're familiar with the practice, then we'll take your word for it.
I wasn't there.
Right. If you're just trying to work backwards, then figure out what happened based on just making this to give this an explanation. Right. So Akoponim. Right. So that's the price of the Akoponim. If he uses a lotion of Noidim Minayir Tanner, that would refer to pass, and it would refer to
cookies and cake.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. It would seem like it would refer to a baking. Maybe I shouldn't even say. Does it refer to the baking process, and that's what pass means, or pass? Right means specifically pass. Yeah. Right. I mean, according to the way Rabbi Yo was explaining it, it theoretically you could, even not pass, even something which is maybe a cookie, something like that. You could also prepare without being in something else.
What's the lesson of the mission of the Gemara to refer to those things?
It's called Pasagob Kisnet.
That's what I was wondering. Is that the only term used for cakes?
Uga.
Have you ever seen that?
Charora the Gemara calls has such a term like that.
Okay. Right.
So is this pass over here specifically bread, or it's referring to the baking process that you could be mistaken about? Let's see. The Brayse ends off by saying, "Omer kol ma'isa tanur olai is also b'chol hanasim b'tanur." Right? If he extends to be more inclusive, kol ma'isa kedera, that will ask for anything which is prepared in a tanner. Let's see. Vayte. Talk to Mishnah Vayte on Omer Beis right now.
The word nasim at the last line that Michael pointed out beforehand is not referring to Gemara; it's referring to maid in the tanner, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like the Mishnah used the term.
Yeah.
Not the way the
Rambam
said that sometimes the word nasim
is kumar. I would think so. Mm-hmm.
Like Michael. Okay.
Zok the Mishnah. Mishnah said like this: Minakovush einoser ela nakovush shel yerek. If he says kovush shani toimer sheni toim also, then he's also b'chalak fushim. The Mishnah's mechalik, the reisha, when he says min hakovush, it refers to something specific, the primary min that's kovush, it's pickled. But if he says kovush shani toyim, then that don't include anything. Now let's see the Ran. The Ran explains to us what the chiluk is, what's the point of the chiluk. So the Ran, mina kovush ino se mina kovush al yerek mishum dekivin doma hakovush mashma hayaduah. He said hakovush with the hey hayadiah, so he's referring to something specific, and therefore stoma de yereku. That kinira, that that's the main min. That's the kfisha process is done to is to Yerokas, and therefore if you uses a lotion which sounds like it's something which you're referring to something specific, it'll refer to Yerokas and won't include anything which went to the kavush process. However, kavush shani toim also b'chol akfushim zokteran kimin shehiskei b'loy hey haidia kol kavush b'mashma. So the Ran says that in the sefer, the point is that since he didn't use the heidi, he wasn't specifying. So that's why kavush would include anything which went through the kavush process. Now the Ran says like this, because in the sefer it does mention a lashon which is different than the reish. It says shani toim. Zokter Ran, udikotani shani toim. This that according to this explanation, this that it says in the sefer shani toim lavishum. It's not because the iloy omar shani toim loy mitzvah b'chol kfushim. Zokter Ran, don't be misled according to this explanation that this that in the sefer the Tana mentioned shani toim is not because that's necessary in order to have this halacha to include everything. So, Zokterman, no, it's not necessary. Even if he didn't say shani toim, dahainu azoi, that the shani toim, what that is referring to any type of eating. Right? A te'imo would refer to a more inclusive type of like a taste, right? Even a lighter type of eating. Zok the Ran, that's not playing a role in the iser of the sefer, which is more inclusive. The vada kiv norma kovish mitzvah b'kul. Zok the Ran, definitely the mere fact that he said kovish and he mentioned the hey hayadia, that in itself would include everything. So then, why is the Tana saying shani toim if it's not an important condition in the Isser Bakoil? Elo Zokteran Rabu Sanakte. The reason why the Tana is telling, because he wants to point out a chiddush. Da filo Omar Shani Toim in the Sefer, even though he said Shani Toim, he Omar Kavosh in Viloi Loi.
Viloi means if he said Ha Kavosh. Viloi, he said Ha Kavosh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So really, it should say shani toim in the reisha.
Okay, one step at a time. Right. So the Ran says that the reason why the Tana mentions shani toim in the sefer is tami chiddush, and true that the chiddush comes out. It's like a diik. Maybe for us, it's a little more complicated to speak it out in the sefer. And that's what the Yo really is getting at. But what the Tana is coming to say is that the Tana is coming to give us the halacha of the sefer, and he's coming to let know that in order to have, even though he said shani toim, but that would not establish the din of the sefer only because he said kovush, only because he changed from the ha kovush to kovush. That's what the Tana is coming to say. It's just the opposite. The Tana is coming to say that don't think that shani toim would be able to establish the halacha to make it more inclusive. That even if you say that lashon, it doesn't mean anything. I need to have the kavush in order to establish the halacha. So that's how the Tana is bringing out the chiddush that you only have this din of which includes everything only because in the word kavush there's a difference. You say kavush as opposed to ha kavush, but this that he said shani toim, which is a more inclusive lashon in maybe in the ma'isa that he's doing, that is not malo murid. Now, Rabbi Yo wants to know that wouldn't it have been easier for the Tanna just to tell me that in the Reisha? Right? Put that into the Reisha, and that'll tell me that the fact that he said Shani Tayim is not going to change things. Right? Why is he telling me this in the Sefer? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't know what the answer to that is. Right, we've had in the past many times this type of chiddush, like the Ran explains many times like this. And why did the Tana would decide to tell it to me in the Lashon of Adik rather than more straightforward? Right, that I don't know that you have to work out. Now Zokteran, the kula mastisim b'che hagav the mefarshim Zokteran, and this. Zokteran, according to this prat that I'm saying right now, then the whole Mishnah referring to the next Mishnah also, at which maybe according to the Ran, it looks like it maybe it was one Mishnah by him, that it follows the same pattern. The Kumasizim Machim from the Mishnah. Bereisha min Hatzli, right? The Mishnah mentions with the hay, the mashma yadu, the sefer is soli, the mashma called soli, bereisha hamaliach, the mashma hayadu, the sefer maluach, the mashma kol hamaluchim. Right? Zokteran, that is this first. Okay. That's the first prat. Right, so the chiluk is whether you're mentioning the hey hayadiyah to specify or you're not. If you're not specifying, then maybe it will include everything else. And like you mentioned before, and the shani toyim is not malum word. There is the mefarshi. Others learn, and I believe Tosis learns like this. It's the mefarshi. Doloi have a hafrosho demasnisim ben hakovush lukovush. Others learn that no, that's not the difference whether he said the hey or not. Elo sefer the katani b'chol akfushim, the sefer which the halacha changes, it includes everything. The reason for that is mishum dekaomar she'ani toyim hu, is because of she'ani toyim. According to this pshat, she'ani toyim is the deciding factor. V'chagavna nami b'idach kulhu, and according to that, that'll be the difference between whether it's specific or it's inclusive has to do with the Shani Toyim. This is the alternate pshat in the Mishnah, and the hay and not the hay is not going to be a deciding factor.
So this is the Mepharshi doesn't agree with the first Ran at the top of the Amid also, right?
Right. Right. That was all part of that first pshat. Now, if we just want to just think for a moment over here, that, I mean, according to this Prat is working with this Aliva de Emes, right? Even though in the previous Prat is working with this idea. So just speak out the question and see if we could just hear a little bit what the Sfora is. The chiluk in the din in the Mishnah over here is how inclusive. What are you asking? Are you asking a specific type of kav shol, whatever it is? Let's say we'll call it the primary food, which is that process is done to, or it's more inclusive. It includes any min that process was done to. Now the lashon of shani toyim, right? Te'ima is l'chayra, really referring to the ma'isa that you're doing, right? You know, it's probably not addressing l'chayra the type of food. So why should it be that shani toyim will have a bearing on what type of food that you mean? Granted, that shani toyim, let's say, is more inclusive. Let's say, you know, as far as the ma'isa, what you're answering. But how does that therefore follow to talk about what you're answering? Right? That's something that maybe needs a little explanation. Why, Taka, should that be? And according to the second Shatner Ran, that is the deciding factor, right? If you say Shani Toyim, right, so that includes more. Now,
maybe you're being megala that you want to make a bigger, wider range type of Neder, Isser, Konem.
Okay, so if I'm understanding what you're saying is, and we do find in the Rishonim that just superfluous Rishonis are like Leribuya, right? The Rishonim say such a thing like that, and even though there's no that maybe direct inference to what you mean, but by the fact that you're using a very general term, even though, like we're saying, it's not directly, in what you're talking about, but the fact that he's spoke like that gives over the mashmois that he means to include more. Okay, if that's what you know, that's a possibility that you do find that in the Rishonim such a thing like that. All right, Momazen.
I wanted to see what other people. I'm going to suggest a thought.
Okay.
I wanted to see what
to explain what. Just tell me. Tell us what
it's
you come to explain.
It's the same thing of why how any Sheni Toim would help. Maybe the when it's done to the primary food, that's what you would eat a lot of that. The things that it's done only as a secondary, that it's not the main thing. It's something that you're not doing it a lot, so you're not mamish making a suit on it. It's something that you would just like have a te'ima on.
Okay, that's a thought. That's a thought. Mm-hmm. Shlomo, what do you think about this?
But you're saying it's still included.
Te'ima comes to include secondary things because they wouldn't be a main part of the suda. They would only be like a te'ima. Mm-hmm. Again, I wouldn't have said this other than it's here.
Mm-hmm. Have a taste.
Okay, Shlomo Zen, let's see. Zot Gemara, Omar Rav Acha, Brei de Rav Avla Rav Ashi. Omar, he asked him a shy like this. Omar, the Kovish, Mai, the Sholuk Mai, the Soli Mai, the Meliach Mai. This is also will be made, from this Gemara is really clearing on the next Mishnah. It also would sound like that maybe that this is really one Mishnah, this Gemara is afterwards. Akaparam, the Gemara is saying, right, that what about if he used this Lashon? He asked the kovish, he asked the sholik, the mliach, tzoli, heichin mashma.
Is the dalet Aramaic as opposed to Hebrew?
I think
Hebrew we put heis in front of words, and in Aramaic they put a dalet in front of the word.
Oh.
It's an Aramaic prefix. I don't think you'd have the, in Hebrew putting the dalet in front of the word.
That's how art school says it.
What?
That's how art school says it. It's Aramaic, yeah. But I still think the dalet has a different... I mean, we translate dalet that as compared to hey, the... So
okay, there is a different mashmoy, so or else we wouldn't have a shayla.
Right.
We would just be replacing what it is, right? So there is a fine difference. Now we'll see. The Ran makes the cheshbonis according to Pesachim in the Gemara. What the shayla is, right? The more asks a shayla, tipoy more ends up with a sophic on that as I take you. Now the Ran says as follows. Let's pick up on the Ran in the Gemara. The kavush mai, the sholuk mai. So Zok the Ran Azoy, right? And the Ran, he chesh menoyis. According to each prat, you have to work out the Gemara. If you hear Shavishi, Shafirashi, Mishav Seinu, Shikra Achilaku, and Miski B'Shem Hayidishem Hayidia Imlav. According to the first prat, Hocha Mibardik, he all my dikovish, Lishol Bedalis, Imash Mahayidu Eloy. Okay, right? So it's a question of in the Chilk Mishnah is with the hay, not hay, and then the Morish Shaila is that with the Dalid, granted the Aramaic Dalid, whether that has the same mashmois as the hay to specify or not. Now, Zok the Ran, however, Ulfi Pirush Ha'Achrin, Shepirashnu, the Filmastis Mishum Shani Toyimhu, that in the safe of the Mishnah, which includes more, is because of Shani Toyim. So what's the sophic? Hocho misafgolei I omar kovosh beloy shali taim hechi mashma.
There's a gyrsa change.
Oh, they change it over here? What do they do?
I have a gyrsa. It says dikovosh from nun dal zayin and reish shin
dasi. Okay, fine. Okay.
They add a dal in front of the word.
Yeah, okay, because that's okay, that we understand. That is the shayla here. Right? If he said the kovish and he didn't say shani toyim hechi mashma, that means that in that the Mishnah by us is saying that when you say kovish, now it really should come out in the Mishnah, and that's what I thought. I thought in the Mishnah is that regardless of what you said, kovish or hakovish, shani toyim includes everything.
Right. That's what I thought also.
Right. And now, if you didn't say shani toyim, so then it'll be specific. Now over here we're saying that I omar dikavush beloy shani toyim hechi mashma. That means that would mean according to this that the dalid does more than the hay. That's what should follow.
Or the opposite of the hay.
The opposite but of the hay.
The hay is to make it more of a specific, to limit, and the dalid becomes to make more inclusive.
According to this pshat, you know, until we come to over here, hay and without hay doesn't do anything, right? Okay. According to this pshat, right?
Okay. Right?
There's no difference between the hay and right, and
fine.
It all has to do
fine.
With the shani toyim,
right?
So that means that even though you said a hay, you know, it wouldn't specify. But now over here, according to this cheshbon is that the dalid might specify. That means more so than the hay. I should come in.
No, but no? it makes more inclusive, whereas the hay in the other shita was limiting to only these kinds of things. The dalid in this shita is saying all things,
like as if it said shani toyim,
right?
A more inclusive wording. It's a,
oh, excuse
it's
me,
a more
I'm
wording.
Saying backwards. You're right. I'm saying. I said wrong. Right. The dalid will do more than the kavush itself, right? By saying kavush, right? Maybe dalid. Okay, that's better. Dalid might have a specific mashmois of enlarging the group. If you just say kavush itself, that's mivur. That in itself is not going to expand anything.
Without shani
tar. Right. But if you say with the dalid,
I'm kind of going to suggest something here. Meaning in Hebrew, if you would say Mina kavush, generally speaking, would mean from, it would expand it to mean anything that's in the category of kavush.
Are you talking about
seen
mem
this.
Yud nun or mem nun?
Mem nun, space, you know, hakavush. Min hakavush. Or min kavush, you know. Not mem yud nun.
Right,
mem
right.
Nun, from kavush.
Right.
Me kavush.
So Nachmori, what are you saying?
So,
that? If you
so we've
say
seen
that,
in other places, I'm not going to be able to bring you a Gemara right now,
okay.
But we've seen in other Gemaras that Lushan comes to expand anything that's in the category of kavush. The word me. The me in Lushan Ivers. Okay? It could be, now, when you do prepositions from language to language, are not a direct match. Some prepositions have multiple map to multiple things in a certain language, and maybe what they're asking here is the in Aramaic, what's it the equivalent of in the Hebrew? Is it like mean, or is it like a hay? Or I mean, and Shlomo mentioned another thing that it's often used to mean like a shuh. It's like shani kosev, dichtiv. You know, that is written, dichtiv, like, you know, shakasuv, or shakasuv. Mm-hmm. So for sure the duh can sometimes be a shuh, like you're saying, and maybe they're asking, what other mashmos does a duh have? Does it have like a me, or does it have like a hey? What?
That's because Shlomo's name starts with a shin, so
he wants to get a shin. Shemo.
Shlomo.
Shlomo, right. Shlomo. Shlomo. I'm not sure what that means. Okay.
Right. Okay.
I don't know. I'm just suggesting. Does that make any sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah. It's definitely a possibility here. Right.
So, according to the Istam of Farshi, before we reach the Gemara, just from the explaining the Mishnah, The only difference was Shani Tom or not Shani Tom. That was the only difference. If you say Shani Tom, it includes everything. Don't say Shani Tom, is only the most common usage, whatever, the most primary.
Right.
But now the Gemara is asking, according to that Istam of Harshu, the Gemara is asking, if you just add a dollar before the word, it might achieve the same thing that Shani Tom achieves. Somehow.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's what we're saying here. Right. The Gemara is mistopic about that. Zokteran, that when the Gemara says Tiboi, that's Teiku, and the halacha therefore is Misafik, we have to be Machmer, and therefore it'll be awesome. It'll be awesome in everything.
Can we understand that the Ran is more comfortable with the first sheet, and that's how he like explains the mission initially, and then it just says, oh, there is the Mepharshi, like, oh, there's another pshat, by the way? Like, the
ikur
he holds is the
hay
of an
ave? That, I got that feeling, like you're saying. Yeah.
What did you think of the tibui when you're done thinking about whatever you're thinking about?
There's a back on
Daf Zayin
and Aleph.
Use the tibui?
Yeah, and over there it says... It says it's the same as Teiku, but Lishna Nidar Mishuna.
Right, but okay. What I was almost getting at, I hear all that.
It's a Rano. Okay.
Maskim to all of that. I was also thinking one additional thing. I feel like that's the Lushan of the Yerushalmi. Doesn't the Yerushalmi use that a lot for a Teiku? It says Tiboy instead of Teiku. Am I wrong? I don't know the Yerushalmi a lot, so I'm just. Yeah. But it's my memory is that. That's a lashon used in the Yerushalmi.
So is that part of?
I don't know what to make of it, but so maybe right. I don't know. I'm not sure what to make of it, but yeah.
Right. Okay. So let's see. Let's see a little bit more over here.
Just on Zayin
Okay. Sure. Zokt the Mishnah. Yeah, minatzli ain't also elam natzli shall bosser. The Rabbi Huda. Okay, this.
Is that it's just sli is the Rabbi Huda, not all the other things, not maliach, not kavush, just sli. And is there anybody that argues Rabbi Huda?
Okay, well, good questions. It would seem. I mean the way we have it sounds like that it only goes back on this right. I mean regardless the next bava of tzli is not related to Rabbi Yehuda. So regardless there seems to be some difference in some way. You know what I'm saying? It's not like this whole group. Is all Rabbi Yehuda.
There's a footnote on the Masechta.
Oh yeah, what do they have over there?
It says, "Megirsas Hamishnah Shulafanenu Nira Shadiv Rabbi Yehuda Heim Rak Al Tzli Shel Baser Ulam Harash Goris Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Gam Legabe Sholok Vechein Hi Agirs Rabbi Yerushalmi."
And but there's things
specific. Okay,
there's two points. But it sounds like he's saying that the girsa from the Rosh, maybe it also goes back on Sholuk.
That's what it says.
Right? Not the whole thing.
No. Yeah. Only two things instead of one.
Okay.
So that would fit with, you said it's really one Mishnah, the first Mishnah, second Mishnah, is really one big Mishnah, so then you can say the Rebbe Yehuda on the last two things. Which happened the way we have it laid out, the end of the first mission and the beginning of the second one.
Right. Now, if we're saying that lematzin or chilek, so then sometimes what we find is that a halacha which was given over, b'shem, a certain tana, that could be why it's related to him. Not necessarily to say that there's a chilek, but more like that he was the one who has the mesira on this specific thing.
But it would fit easier if he's the shtar of the whole entire Mishnah, because all the halachas in the Mishnah follow with the same line of reasoning, either because they all have the hay or not the hay, or they all have the sheni tor or not the sheni tor. They all seem to be in the same direction, so it would, in my simple brain, fit easier if they would all be the same tana.
So like this, you see, if there is no chaylik, right. So that means that really there is no difference. And right. And according to what I'm saying, it was rather these specific cases were set over b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, so that's why it's miyuchas to him. So then, you know, then we don't have to work, you know, to make a difference in din, which like is b'mo'er, you know, I mean, it's hard to understand why there should be a difference. Lomazen, yeah, let's see the hemshecha of the Mishnah. Mishnah says as follows. Dog dogim, yeah.
One dog. Last thing before you go on.
Mm-hmm.
It says the words Divrei Rabbi Yehuda after Menat Sli, but before it says Shani Tohen. It doesn't say. I would think it should say Menat Sli and also Menat Sli Shabbos. So it's Sli Shani Tohen, also called Sli Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But the words Divrei Rabbi Yehuda are in between the two. Only the first half of the statement of Tzli is Rabbi Yehuda and not the second half of the statement?
Yeah, could be. Right. Could be, right?
In fact, I just wanted to point out it's strange where the words Rabbi Yehuda are positioned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Zok the Mishnah as follows. Okay, now this is a new terms. Dog, dogim shanitim osir bahen. We see the Ran. The Ran says that he used both Lushanis. He answered dog and dogim. So the din is that he's also being gdol ben ktanim, ben meluchim, ben tefolim. Tefolim is it's not meluach. Ben chayim, ben mevusholim. That includes whether it's raw or not. Umutar b'tshufa uvetzir emurius. He's mutter in fish products, tris trufa, the Rishonim explain, we'll see in the Ran, is that it's cut up. So the fact that there are not whole pieces, the lotion of dog and dogim is referring to shleimim, and that's why it's not it doesn't include tris trufa, and the tzir and the murius are, they don't even have the mamoshes of the actual fish itself. Right, you know, it's either some kind of byproduct of the fish, the juice or the fat that comes out. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran.
Can I just ask?
Mm-hmm.
If he only said dog or only said dogim, then it's mashmal. It only says dog would only be gedolim. Only said dogim would be only ketanim. But if he only said dog. Or only said dogim, would there be a difference whether it's maluach or tefillim or chayim or mevushalim? If you only said one lashon, either dog or dogim, would there be a difference in the second and third?
It doesn't seem like that, right?
So the dog and dogim, they're saying both words are just to make it gedolim and getan.
Right.
But mm-hmm. the maluach or not, or the raw or not, it doesn't make a difference whether it's dog or dogim or
gold. Yeah, that's what I would think, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see the Ran. I think that's what should come out of this Ran. Dog, dog, shani, toyim, osir, bohen, bengdim, utanim, mishum, do'omar, tre, lishni, dog, dogim. The reason why he's asking them and tanim is because he used these two lishonis. The dog, mashma, godl, dog in the lashon yochid, that will be mashma godl mishum dinimka befnei atzmoi. It's when you talk about dog, a singular fish, so you're talking about something which has its own chashivas, and therefore it's a godl, right? I think the Shem may bring from the Sham exactly what the size is.
Litra.
Yeah, whatever, right? Whatever that translates to us, right? But there's some specific size. Dogim mash maktam fish einim karm elim biyachad. So their whole chashivas is the group, because each one doesn't have a chashivas. So that's why there's mashmois in each one to refer to a godel and a cotton, and therefore Zokter Ran, when the Mishnah says that he's osur on being the Mektan, is only because he used both of these lishayins.
A godel on Torah is chashed by himself. He's a godel by himself.
Yeah, man. The Tosis maybe has a different pshatin over here, but we'll work with the Ran. Zok the Ran weiter, Mutter b'shis trufa uvetzeh v'murius, tris trufa. Zokt Rashi, what is tris trufa? Tris refers to a certain type of fish. Trufa means that it's cut up, it's sliced. Dog godel toruv dak, right? It's sliced into very, very small pieces. Umishim hachi shari. The reason why it's mutter, when he says and he asks with dog dogim, mishum the dog dogim shleime mashma the whole fish v'loy trufin. Now once that's so, says Dr. Ran, kol shkein shmutter b'tzir shel dogim. What's the tzir? The tzir is shuman. Hayyotze mehen, the fat that comes out, v'kirve dogim uravim boy, it's the insides of the fish, kirve dogim uravim boy, v'chol shekein shemot v'murius, shehu shimnoi shel dog, bilvad, shimnoi shel dog, bilvad. Yuzuvayin tzorech lemezukotani, shumon, shimnoi, exactly what is what the metzius over here is, but zokteran that zuvein tzarach loymer zu, because each one of these things is a step removed from the shlemus of the fish. Zokt the mishnah vaitem hanoidim la'tzachano also if he says. If he uses the lotion of tzachana, that already will include also b'tzir trufa umutter b'tzir umurius. The lotion of tzachana is not like we had before; was limited to shleimim. Tzachana includes even things which are not shleimim, as long as you have pieces of the actual fish, and therefore b'tzir trufa will be included in that. Zokteran. Hanoidem and Atzachano, also which is true for Tzachano, Dogim Gitanim Harbi Meluchim. Tmano tells us that maybe this is, that it does have some kind of specific mashmois over here. Right? Dogim Gitanim Harbi Meluchim. Right? Vyeshmahen Shufin, Ela Shrubin Shlemin. That being that included in Sachana, there are trufin, cut up fish, and that's why it'll include tris trufa. Even though that's not maybe primarily what Sachana is, right? Ruben Shleimer, the Ran says. V'ukotani dikivun sheish b'hen trufin also b'tris trufa. That's what the Mishnah is coming to say, that since including Sachana is dogim which is trufa, therefore it could include tris trufa, even though tris trufa apparently doesn't have any shleim at all. Meu b'tzir umurius mutl fish ein b'hem chatiches dog el shimel krovav. You don't have any piece of the fish itself, so therefore it wouldn't be included in the term sachen.
Krovav is not piece of the fish.
I guess not. Right, it's not the meat of the fish, right?
No,
the cover is it's some full and some chopped up. Mixed together, salt. Okay, now let's see this. The next halacha over here, to speak through the shail in the Girsois, Hanoidim and Tris Trufa. Let's say he answers, he uses the term Tris Trufa. Zok, the Mishnah, so the Girs that we have is Osir Bitsir over Murius. That would include to answer Tsir and Murius. Now they already on the side over here, they make the point that it's really machlekes in the Rishonim what the girsa of the halacha is. In our Ran, if you look in the Ran says and it's just truth as mutter bitzir over murius. Now the truth is that l'chorda b'muskel rishon we would hear that better. Tris trufa is something which is pieces, which is you know cut of pieces. So akapanim, you know, it should have the pieces. If it doesn't have these other things, that doesn't have the pieces itself, we hear very good why it would not be osur. According to the other girsum, that it does include, right, like the mafarish. If you look over there, it says the last divrei askel in the Mishnah also b'tzir over murius dahani b'chlal trufin inu. These are b'chlal trufin. I don't see why that necessarily is so. These are b'chlal trufin, right? Even like I said before, there's no you don't have the mamoshes. Right, that's at the Ran before himself. I mean, the Shitosa, that's why he's these girls over here. But the lotion of trufa, according to this girsa, is not limited to pieces cut up. Right? Apparently, it can include any byproduct. The Tosfos also between most trufa. Ve'ein trufa g'doylu mizeh, she'ein bohen rak lechluach adog v'shumnoi. So what Tosfos is saying, like, is as if to say, like trufa, the mashmois of trufa is, you know, that it's so caught up that it's doesn't relate anymore to the mamoshes, and that's what he's saying that in lecha trufa g'doylu mizeh. The Murius, and right, that's right, just like to the opposite extreme.
Do you understand trufus as being something that they dafka made, or it's just something that Bidyevid kind of ended up that way? The reason I'm asking is because, meaning when he's noder from. Noder from the Tzanchena, and really, it's really whole fish. It just happens that some of them are kind of cut up, and therefore he's also usher from Trufa. Why should that be? If Trufa is just a whole different product, they ground up fish to make gefilte fish, let's say. And he was noder from this Tzanchena, which happens to have some broken up pieces of fish in it. Why should he be usher also from gefilte fish? Like one has nothing to do with the other. You know what's bothering me?
Mm-hmm, okay, I hear the question. Right, you know, if referring to a product, then I guess you're right. It would seem like this is not the same product. It would sound like from the Ran, that maybe it's not referring to a specific product, but it's referring to the makeup of the product, whatever is within the product itself. And therefore, if this product includes cut up pieces, you know, so that's the Lashon of Tzanchena could refer to cut up pieces themselves. It's not referring to the product. But I hear your point. You know, why tackle that so? You know, I also don't know why that has to be. I probably would have thought that Taka should refer to the product itself, rather than just, you know, what the product is made up of, you know, and, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, but again, we're you know, trying to relate to Lushainis that they used, so, you know, we have to somehow step into their world. Okay, let's see over here. Let's just see the Shtukul Gemara over here. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, dog she'ani toim osa b'gdoilim umoto b'gtanim. That's how the Ran explained our Mishnah, right? Dog refers to gdoilim. Now, the Braise talk about something new. Doga, right? A new term. In our Mishnah, we had dogim. Doga she'ani toim osa b'gtanim umoto b'gdoilim. Right, this Braise, Shem is telling us that the word doga, even though it seems to be singular, but it refers to something which is small. Also, shani taim, also b'ktanim mut b'gdeilim. Dog doga shani taim, also b'mdeilim b'ktanim. Omale Rav Papa Labayu. Yes, the Rav Papa asked the following question. Mimayd dog shani toim godol hu. Where's the reference? What's the source that dog refers to something big? Dechse vayman Hashem dog godol vloyes yoina. The pasuk over there specifically says dog godol. So we see that's lachari the source, and on that he's asking, well, v'hoksiv right over there the pasuk says. So that same fish, which was a godel, the pasuk talks about doga. So what's the basis to say that doga refers to a small fish? The source that dog means a big fish, right in those psukim themselves, that size is related to the word doga. And fitting more halakash duma palti dog godel bali dog cotton. The Gemara answers by saying that no, that's not a kasha, because you're two different fish. It was two different fish. Now, okay, that's possible. But if you need a mocker, we lost the mocker, right? We lost the source, right? So I don't know how this is sufficient, right? You know, as if we're just coming back to answer a kasha, if you had a different source and you had, you know, it was the kasha on it, so then you could make it work. I have my source, you have a question over here, right? You know, then I can answer this up. But we don't really have a different source that doga means small. Right, and you have this pasuk over here, which at first glance, you know, sounds like doga is another term for a godel, and that he's saying, well, no, I could answer that up by saying that it was a different fish. Okay, you could say that, but you have no basis to say that. Now, also another point, I guess that you're wondering is dog cotton. When we think about dog cotton, we think about, you know, I don't know how Yanni was able to fit into this dog cotton, right? You know what? So what's the?
Maybe that's what the lush Adam was, the dogger they thought of as being a smaller fish.
Yeah.
So they're reading back into the pasuk. It was smaller relative to the original fish. It wasn't really small. Just a.
The Ran says.
What?
The Ran says.
Oh, Ron says that.
Well, mm-hmm.
That's probably where I got it.
Let's see. Let's see the Ran.
Okay.
Zok the Ran. Dog shani toim osur b'gdoilim. Mishum the dog godel mashma. I'm going to learn the first round of the Gemara. Okay. Mishum the dog godel mashma. Shinim kem b'fnei atzmai. Oh, this is the Ran which gives us the side. Mishal mifash. The whole dog shul pachsim litra cotton mikri. Miu b'kagoyim zeh kol fiyah mekoymes. Right, he makes a mention over here that he's told in the comments what one would consider. He uses lashonis which refer to big and small. Each place has its size. Dog dog asheni toim also being dogim tanim zok deran floitema mahader hu de kohadabe. One might have thought, and as he says, dog dog dogo. What's the chiddush that he's also ben gdoilim ben ktanim? The loitema medikom hodavim. Maybe he's changing his mind. The mekor boy the meisan nafshi b'gdoilim. Or my dog. So if hodavim, he's changing. V'omar dog or kmashmon loy mahochi el mikul also nafshi. He's coming to add rather than change. Zokt Ran, Dilma Palti do Godel Bali do Cotton, Zokt the Ran, but Afagab the Hunami the Bali Besoif Godel Militra Hoyo, Nikri Cotton Beere Horishan. So now let's hear this, right? The Posik, I mean, the Gemara's kasha was that, you know, if you want to tell me that Dogo means something small, the Gemara's kasha was that the Posik talks about a big fish, and assuming that it was the same fish, and the Gemara refers to that as Dogo. So Dogo is also a reference to a big fish. That no, Dogo is really can mean something small, and it was a different fish. So on that, the Ran is bavoring this Shiloh that, you know, if it's wild and it wasn't a small fish, the teretz is that even though maybe mitzad atzma it wasn't small, but Dogo has a reference of small. Now it could be small if it's. It could have that much noise because you're comparing it to something else. In our sense over here, right, that when a person asks for something, so you know the mashmois is that it's in more intrinsic small. So its katnus can't be in just comparison to something else, and that's why it will refer to something which is actually small. But in that context over there, so that's what Nora is really answering. The smallness over there is not the same size that we're discussing. It's definitely bigger than a litra, but it's not a pircha to the word usage of daga, because daga is a reference to something which is referred to something small. If it's in comparison, so then it might be big, but compared to something else, it's small. So therefore, loshon of daga still has a mashmois of tana. Right. Let's see. Zok the Gemara Elo. Let's go back into the Gemara. Zok the Gemara Elo. Vahadoga Shabbi Meisu. Ktan Meisu Don Meisu. The Gemara is asking a different question, a different source. That the Chari Dogo by Makas Dam over there. The pasuk uses lashon of Dogo, and in the context over there, no reason why that should refer to cotton more than Godel. Any fish that was there, you know, would have been affected. Elo zok gemara dogo mash magdil mash magtanim. Definitely, therefore, Mora says that dogo could refer to both. Uvenidorim holchach losh meyodim. See, what sounds like what the Mora is saying over here is that in loshen Torah, in loshen Mikra, that the word dogo could also refer to gdolim. Definitely from this pasuk, it includes both. Remember the first pasuk, maybe you might have thought that, you know, might be Godel specifically, but not Koponim. But from this pasuk, you see that Dogo includes both. And this, that the Rav Shimon the Braisa said that it's Choluk, that's because of Nedarim Halach Losh Min Yodam. In Losh Min Yodam, there's a difference between the two.
So why do we even attempt to bring Pesukim? It's all Talin and Lashon B'Neaver, and it doesn't matter how the pasuk uses it. It matters how the B'Neaver uses it from the Dharm.
So in what context? I mean, the Gemara is bringing the pesukim really to ask a question, no?
You can't. The pasuk is lo ma'ala v'lo mora.
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, that's the maskana of the Gemara. What I'm saying, but when Arbor Gemara brought the pesukim, it wasn't as a definitive source. And wasn't the Gemara asking it as a question?
It was, but how can you ask a question from a pasuk if by Nisdarim everything goes by Lashon B'Neaver?
Oh, I mean, so you want to know what was Rav Papa's Havamina?
Right, that's what I
want. So until we say that Nisdarim go Acher Lashon B'Neaver, and right, so the Gemara beforehand is the Havamina not that way, no? In other words, when you're reading the Gemara, until you get to the statement that by Nedarim, Holchem Acher, Holy Hacher bin Alash bnei Adam, we're thinking that that's not the case.
No. Throughout the whole Masechta, the Darm Halakha, the Lash bnei Adam, that's the standard, the whole. I don't think that changed. I don't think anybody argues on that. I don't think that's up for discussion.
Okay, so then you want to know really in the Gemara Menei Beis, right? I mean, something happened over here that the Gemara answered by saying right? So what did we think until now?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He didn't say from the Malachi Royim that it's different when you're talking when the pasuk is telling you over a Maase Shehaya. He actually asked as a stronger question.
Yes.
He said, the fact that the pasuk says dog, godo, doesn't imply it means godo, actually implies faket. He's found by eid echod be'ish. Since the pasuk has to tell you echod, so it's mukhat that stam eid everywhere else means shnayim.
Mm-hmm.
So dog, godo should imply that stam dog everywhere else is cotton.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He says, efshur. That's only where the Torah has come to Bala Khadishdin and Bala Hitam Shekh service, Sipa Maisa. So all the Pesukim quoted here from Yonah and from the Bar Mitzrayim,
mm-hmm.
and the Makkah, it's all telling you over a Maisa story that happened, it's not come to tell you halacha.
Mm-hmm. And the Gemara's teretz to that is that even that is Lashon Torah L'chod and Lashon L'chod. What's the Maskon? What's the
So, I think the maskana is that we, even though we go basa loshim bnei adam, when the Torah is telling you over a story, it's also using loshim bnei adam. That's how I understand it.
The Torah,
right? When the Torah is telling you a maisa shahara, as opposed to telling you a halacha,
but that's the maskana more. That's the sakadaydich of the gemara. What you're saying right now,
I think there's no and the point that he's making, there's no havamana maskana. The Gemara always holds that we can dash from, we can see from the fact that there's a man Hashem dog godol, that the term dog means godol. That's always the case. It's not,
yeah.
It doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's asking God, and the answer is that it's because of myself.
So in the context of the Gemara, the Gemara has a question, right? Because in these psukim and in the Sipur Maaseh, you could take out, you know, the Loshon Bnei Adam from there, then why taka isn't that a kasha on Reb Shimon, like the Gemara asks? Right? So the Gemara answers in Darm Halachah Loshon Bnei Adam, so the Gemara is being mechalik, right? The Gemara is saying that posik, that's what I was making the cheshbon. It would sound like it should come out that even though that posik is a sipur, maybe you might have thought that it's different.
Right.
But we have to say that even
right.
A sipur.
Which posik we're going? We're going
both
back only on Yonah?
Both psukim.
Well, maybe the one in Chumash is different. You're saying that's also sipur? Maybe the one in Chumash isn't sipur.
Well, see, he's saying this to explain why the Gemara thought to bring these psukim in the first place. If we know that so the Gemara was going that since these psukim are talking a sipur and not a halacha, so then the Torah would be using Loshon Bnei Adam.
So then you have a problem in the end of the day, because we said that doga in the Chumash means bein katan and bein gadolin. And we're saying that Dog of the Lashon Bnei Adam is Daf Katana.
So that's what we're just talking about now, that it was not the Moros Choser from that. Means like this, is that the Moros Nakadaita knew the idea that Lashon Torah is Lachud, but we thought that when the Torah is saying the Sipur, then the Torah talks Lashon Bnei Adam, Kamash Malon, that even then, Lashon Torah Lachud.
That's Daf by Chumash or even by Yonah then? It's being closer also by Yonah?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 All right. Okay. Okay.
Can I just raise a question?
Yeah.
I see that the Gemara doesn't entertain this, so mm-hmm. I see it's obviously completely wrong. I would have thought to say that a river fishes are generally smaller than yam fishes.
And the Gemara doesn't seem to even entertain such a chiluk.
Where would that play out?
In the Yaor. In the Yaor, l'chora, you're not going to have a whale in the Yaor. You can have maybe dolphins sometimes swim upstream into rivers.
What's the side of litra size over here? Right. Well, that's the goal, right? So what would be?
You're saying the measure of gadol is really not. It's not like a whale. It doesn't have to be a whale size. It can be. So you can have gadol even in the Yor. That's your answer.
A
whale is not a fish. What swallowed Jonah? Was it a whale? Wasn't it a whale?
No. That's a non-Jewish version of the story. Jonah and the whale.
I grew up with that story. I didn't even speak
Hebrew. It wasn't a whale. A whale is a mammal.
A leviathan.
It was a large fish.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. It was a tuna.
Okay, so we'll hold over here for today, okay?
Oh.
All right? Okay. Next week we'll be back to something more. Hello.